Oil and gas prices have once again surged as the United States and Iran grapple for control of the Strait of Hormuz. Overnight, US President Donald Trump backed away from his threats to impose the 20% fee on shipping in the vital waterway, instead proposing trade and investment deals with Gulf states. US forces have conducted a third night of attacks on Iranian assets, with Iran claiming to have targeted US military facilities in Bahrain and Jordan after hitting two UAE tankers in the strait. Ron Busso is an energy columnist at Reuters. I spoke to him a short time ago. Ron, how have the markets reacted to this re-escalation in the Middle East?
Yeah, over the past few days, we've seen sharp increases in oil prices, which from around $70 at the start of the month are now back at $85 a barrel. That's the highest in over a month. And there's a lot of concern in the market about the flow of oil and gas out of the Strait of Hormuz once again, after both U.S. President Donald Trump and Iran announced blockades of the strait.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's now backed away from his plan to impose a toll on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. How significant was the reaction to that proposal yesterday, which has now fallen by the wayside?
I think, me personally, but also I think the market didn't put a lot of credence into that proposal yesterday. The market didn't respond radically to this idea. The reinstatement of the blockade on Iranian exports was a far more consequential announcement. But as you say, even Donald Trump kind of came to his senses quite quickly. Within less than 24 hours, he announced that he is withdrawing that plan and replacing it with some investment deals with Gulf states instead.
So you're saying that it was more of a reaction from the markets to the return of the US blockade of Iranian ships and ports. Why? What was the discussions in the market in the past few days about that?
So, as everyone knows by now, when the war started, Iran surprised quite a few people in the market in the world by effectively blockading the Strait of Hormuz. And that created a huge crisis in the global energy market, and prices started soaring. And then that was resolved only after the U.S.-Iranian interim deal in June 17th. And since then, the flows had started kind of recovering a bit, by no means anywhere near the pre-war levels, but there was a steady flow that was really needed for particularly in Asia. And prices reflected that. But now with this announcement of mutual blockades, the market fears that we're back to square one, and we have indeed seen a sharp drop in ship transit through the strait in recent days. And that's going to be a worry for the market, particularly since in the Northern Hemisphere, this is peak oil demand season. In the US, it's driving season, but also across Asia. So, and the global oil inventories have depleted significantly since the start of the war.
How much of a rewiring has there been of the international oil market, bringing on supplies from other parts of the world while there's been a lack of supply from the Gulf?
Yeah, that's what's been a really remarkable feature of the war that surprised many. The market reacted extremely efficiently and quickly to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. They managed to use ports that don't go through the Strait of Hormuz, while countries around the world, and particularly the United States and Latin America, Brazil, managed to rapidly ramp up output to compensate for some of the losses. And that's what we have to remember. The reaction was extremely efficient and effective, but it by no means covered the full loss of oil and gas from the Middle East, which accounted for 20% of world global supplies before the war.
So are we yet to possibly see the worst of this if global oil stocks are diminishing?
Well, certainly, if this blockade stays in place, we will see further draws, and some countries and some products like gasoline and diesel are already at very low levels around the world in the United States. And if this persists, we could enter some very dangerous territory for many countries, which could lead to spikes in fuel prices. Australia is heavily dependent on imports of diesel and gasoline. So this is bad news for countries that are in that position.
If you look at the global map, is it running hot and cold when it comes to oil supplies? Even now, are some parts of the world being hit much harder and finding it more difficult to secure supplies?
The crisis hit Asia more than any other region. As the war extended, the effects of the loss of oil drifted towards kind of towards Europe and Latin America, but Asia was definitely the most impacted by the crisis. Asia accounted for 80% of exports from the Middle East. But without a doubt, Asia has been the hardest hit.
Ron, if we take a look at another conflict, and that is the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine has successfully weakened Russia's oil refinery capabilities using drones. And last week, Moscow banned diesel exports following some strikes on refineries. What will that mean for the wider global oil markets?
Yeah, indeed. Moscow's decision couldn't have come worse time for global markets. But this has been a really dramatic turn of events in the conflict. For months now, Ukraine has deployed hundreds and thousands of drones across Russia with extreme damage to refineries and energy infrastructure that has crippled Russia's fuel supplies, led to shortages domestically. And Russia is a major exporter of diesel. And last week, as you said, decided to ban exports. And that just piles more pressure on the global market that was already really running thin in diesel supplies. When we saw diesel prices and diesel refining margins rise to record highs. And as long as that continues, and to be honest, there's no sign of Ukraine relenting in its attacks, to the contrary, that could really impact global diesel prices and oil ultimately.
Ron, it's been very informative. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.